okay, let me do this for the sake of, what am I trying to push here? Okay, now we can rock and roll and have some fun. Welcome one, welcome all. I'm going to apologize up front if every once in a while you hear a vehicle drive by. I'm multitasking, trying to watch a niece play volleyball, and there was no parking left at the inn, so I'm out on the road, on the highway. But anyways, welcome to I Can Attitude. This is number 12, the dozenth time that Vance has had the privilege of going through. We have one member of the group that this is her 13th time. So I don't know about her, but I'm definitely a slow learner, all right? So it's taken me a while to really apply and learn these amazing principles. And what I just heard on the kickoff call and the name, the recognition, and I'm going, man, some of these people did the I Can Attitude program, and they've been living this way for years. And it's just absolutely, truly wonderful. So rather than Vance talk tonight, I want everybody to find out who else is part of this amazing group. And the only way that I know how to do that is allow each of you to introduce yourself. And this is what I'd like to do, is as I put in my text today, and if for some reason you did not receive that text, it's because I did not have you on the list. And so that's neither your fault or my fault. It's just some folks I missed. But if you're on the call right now, and we have several that are auditing the course, in other words, they couldn't make the full commitment because of a variety of reasons or whatever, but I said, yeah, you can absolutely join to listen. Those of you who've committed and you've texted me, or if you don't use text, you need to let me know, or you've called me, or we've bumped into each other, or you've emailed me. I really just need to have a cell phone number so I can add you to the list, and that way the important information I can get to you. Much basically, the important information is just to remind you about this call every Tuesday night, typically at 6 p.m. on the West Coast, 9 out on the East. This is our facilitation call. This is when we get together as a group for about 25 to 30 minutes, and we're getting really good at keeping it to that, and we share what we've learned from that week's lesson, and we get to know each other, and we utilize the growth from the group to empower ourselves. And I'm not going to spend a bunch of time covering housekeeping things or anything like that, but there are a couple ground rules that I do want to throw out. And the number one is be respectful of other people via text on this call. So in other words, what I mean by that is if I send you a text, please don't turn it into a social media, Instagram, Facebook, Vine, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. That's not what it is. Okay? If you want to communicate with somebody that's in that group, reach out to them. I will have an emailed list. I think I've gotten everybody's email addresses, and I'll double check. And if I don't, I'll reach out to you individually. But I'm going to email at some point in the near future everybody a list with the names and the emails and the phone numbers so you can get in directly contact with that person. So don't respond to the group thread. Please don't hit respond thinking you're only writing to me, because you're not. All right, and I know I'm kind of harsh about this, but I'm in a group family thread with two daughters, one in Los Angeles and one in Washington, D.C., and then Stacy, and they get going. The other day I had 64 texts because of that thread, and I want to be a part of it, but there's only so much. So anyways, enough of that. Two words or one short sentence. This is a principle that we adopted the last go-round that really, really was amazingly effective. When you're summing up a what you learned from that previous week's lesson. If you can do it in two words, phenomenal, wonderful. If you can't, a short sentence is acceptable as well. This allows everybody to participate, and it really worked wonderful. The other thing that was ultra fantastic, and maybe, I know it wasn't just me, but everybody got assigned a business buddy. And my business buddy is the one that came up with that term. We were calling him swim buddy or accountability partner, but we're going to call him our business buddy. And this person is yours to utilize as much or as little as you want to. And when I say that, what I mean is, Karen and I, we connected via text almost every single day. Just reaching out saying, hey, how was your day? Or this is what I did, what about you? It was always reciprocal. And we talked, I want to say maybe four or five times during the 12 weeks. Other people talked every single night. That's entirely up to you. But I will have those assigned and arranged, and I'm going to do my best, trust me on that one, to get it done in the next couple weeks. It all depends on how many people actually are committed to doing the program. I know there's other things that I'm forgetting, but the other most important thing is I do want to caution you on, those of you who are going through this for your first time, is that part of that business buddy program is that you can reach out, and if you've got a question, you can't get a hold of me, please reach out to somebody. I'm going to give you, well, you'll all have my cell phone number. Don't worry, Nancy, I will get you a business buddy. That's the beautiful thing about texting, is you can be on a conference call, and it's like somebody saying, raising their hand. Please know, those of you who've done this before, you know this, but a lot of the terms and some of the lingo is different because this program was developed over 3 years ago. So there are terms that don't relate to Nikan anymore. There are terms that don't relate to our culture anymore. So don't get caught up and say, what does that mean? What are they? Do not focus on the major things, not the minor. Okay? Let's look at what's there, what's not there. Okay, I think that makes sense, and I think that's all good enough. So if you hear something, you think, what does that mean? Something as simple as what is it? I just forgot what it's called because we don't have it anymore. Anyways, it's a self-awareness quiz, the SAQ. It's not a program that's in existence anymore, so don't get caught up on that. The five pillars of health is a much easier way to do it. Just ask people. Hey, how balanced of a life do you have? Would you like to improve it? So, anyways, that's just fun. Let's get underway. I burned up here, what, 7-8 minutes just yakking. And I'm kind of flying on cloud nine because last night it wasn't anything that I did. It was a total team effort. We broke a first level silver. Mary Poppins, or Dr. Mary Van Hoy. As most people know her, she is an eye doctor and just crazy, absolutely crazy. I think she's only recruited doctors for both customers and consultants, but and it's been very little work for me. I've enjoyed it, but literally she's all over the page. So she went silver last night, and lots of other great things happening. Who's on the call? What I'd like you to do is share, as I put in my text, I'm double-checking who you are and what you expect to gain from this course. Okay? I'm Vance Rogers. I get to play facilitator every other week because some of you are going to be the facilitators. My background is, oh my goodness, there's so much ministry. I'm very passionate about serving in that capacity. I actually do have an associate's degree in practical theology. Besides Nikan, I have a full-time gig. I get to play on roofs with my older brother and nephews most of the time, and we have a sheet metal business that is pretty new. It was started in 1960, and I'm being sarcastic there, by our grandfather, and everything I do is about playing. And whether I'm playing Nikan or playing sheet metal or playing with our family or playing at church or playing at the fire department, it's all about playing. Nobody works basketball. Nobody works golf. I don't think Tom Brady works football. Oh, he works hard at being one of the best quarterbacks, but we get to play. And so that's kind of my philosophy. That's me. What do I expect to get out of this course this term? Is to continue the ball rolling even faster with greater momentum than it has in the last 12 weeks and the previous 12 weeks prior to that. So that's Vance Rogers. What say you?
Hey, Vance, it's Auntie Anne all the way.
Good evening, Auntie Anne.
And it's getting late, so I'd like to go first.
go ahead.
I, first of all, I'm a retired educator. I consider work the same as play, or I play very hard. I'm an amateur year-round skier, water skier, snow skier, and I love nature, gardening, etc. What I'd like to get out of these next 12 weeks is something that I just listened to Louise through this message this evening. Be the best version of myself. That just really struck me when he said that tonight. He said a lot of good things. So that's what I'd like to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Anne. And by the way, as Auntie Anne mentioned, it is getting late on the East Coast, so we're going to do our best to keep comments as short as hers. And don't go long-winded like I did, okay? Who's next?
Norma, Missouri. I'm a retired nurse, military and civilian. I'm married with 4 kids, 11 grandkids, active in the VFW and church. I'm a long-time Nishan person. My goal is to have serenity with positive habits.
Fantastic. Oh, and as Norma and Anne have done, please, if you don't have this written down, please write it down. I don't have the capability to write everybody's down and then see where we're at then. So make sure, and if you want to tweak it over the next few days, absolutely fine. Absolutely fine. But make sure you write it down. What do you want to see happen? I use a dry erase marker, and I write all over any chunk of glass in our bathroom, and it drives Stacy nuts. But write these things down. Thank you, Norma. Thank you, Anne. Go ahead. Who's next?
Hi, it's Suzanne. Another
East Coaster. Good evening,
Suzanne. Suzanne Steele from New Hampshire. I am an outsourced corporate IT person, and I am looking to, in the next 12 weeks, stay on a positive path. With challenges at home, I just am really looking forward to the positive energy from all the people that plug into this amazing program.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Hi, Vance. This is Lucretia.
Good evening, Lucretia. Go ahead.
Hello. So my name is Lucretia. I am in Oakley, California, and I've been in Nishan for 2 years in pharmacy for the past 15 years. And what I plan on getting out of this course is to grow myself and my business. This is a long stretch for me, as I was telling Vance, because I'm also recently doing a course for becoming a health coach. So I plan on getting out of this to create and grow a bigger business and teach three to reach three and utilize the 5 pillars of health amongst myself and anybody that I come across and be happy, healthy, and humble.
Ooh, I like that. Happy, healthy, and humble. Thank you, Lucretia. And this is your first time, correct, doing the program?
It is. Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay. Who's next?
Hi, Vance. It's Rita Hand. I'm from New Hampshire. And I do a lot of work with my church. My background's in security, and I want to improve my skills, the ICANN skills, and increase my niche in business.
Thank you, Rita. And Rita, by the way, Rita's one of those slow learners like myself. So this is, we're both doing this for the dozenth time. So.
Hi, Vance. It's Nancy.
Good evening, Nancy.
Hi, I'm from New Hampshire, but now in Florida, and I've done this course multiple times, missed a couple, and I want to continue to grow on the same thing I've been working on, my home life being a challenge, and dealing with health issues that Nikan has helped my husband and myself, and I want to continue with the five pillars of health in growing my business and myself as I do every time I take this course. And I won't get into my background because it's very diverse and you don't want to hear it all. It's too long. But I'm going to continue this and grow from it.
What, give us one of the diverse aspects or occupations of your background.
One of them, I had 20 years in publishing with marketing and about 13 other jobs before that. But
okay.
I've been doing Nikan for 16 years, and I want to continue until forever.
Okay. I just wanted people, and I think the principle here is I want people to kind of put voices with names and then background, because you're going to hear different things. I will do the best I can when I... You know, I can't remember everybody's occupational background, but some I can. So you can leverage each other. It's one of the greatest things we can do as we grow is be able to think, oh, maybe I should call, you know, so-and-so, and that's why. So, all right. Wonderful. Thank you, Nancy. And by the way, *6 on your phone line will demute or mute your line if you didn't catch it at the beginning. The conference line is muted. For sanity's sake. And so when you're ready to talk, hit *6, and when you're finished, hit it again.
This is Jeannie.
Good.
I'm glad you reminded me again about the *6. Anyway, I live in Phoenix, Arizona. My husband and I have been, well, I'll talk about me because he's not here. I have been, worked state fairs and home shows and markets in town demonstrating kitchen gadgets for many, many years. And it's kind of like play, Vance. I like to say that too. Sometimes
and
it's
I've
like work.
Well, Jeannie, but I've seen both you and Ricky in action, and it is play because it's just a game. And that's if everybody understood that, we would have so much more job satisfaction than we do in any occupation.
Absolutely.
So what do you want to get out of this course, Jeannie?
Well, I want to create more consistent daily habits, and I want more customers on auto ship.
Excellent. Okay. Who's next?
This is Ron in Michigan.
Good evening, Ron.
Good evening, Dan. I have been self-employed almost my whole life, repairing automobiles mechanically, and also doing some building activities. And except for the last 3 years, and I am tired of having somebody sign my paycheck. So I want to use what I've learned during the past 2 sessions and continue to gain a deeper understanding of myself and other people so that I can grow my business as well.
Okay. And Renee, do you want to follow Ron's lead?
Renee is bowling.
Oh, okay. Well, remind me, Ron, next week to have Renee share when she does about what she hopes to gain and a little bit about her background, too, because it's crucial. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
Hi, Vance.
Yes.
Hi. My name is Garlinda. Lucretia is my niece. I agreed to do this with her, so I'm going to be here for her moral support, and she'll be there for my moral support as well. As she knows, I'm going through a lot right now. So I just hope to get some positivity this list.
Well, Gerlinda, it is an honor to have you part of this because family is one of the strong points of the ICANN Attitude Program, and we have so many different folks related. So I was thrilled, absolutely thrilled today to receive Lucretia's text saying that you were going to join us. So hats off to you. This is going to be a great 12 weeks.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Vance. This is Karen.
Good evening, Karen.
So I'm Karen Willens. I'm from La Crosse, Wisconsin. I am a retired dental hygienist. I'm a holistic health professional. And I enjoy promoting balanced health well through the five pillars of health and the new 10 technologies. I want to stay heart-centered and lighthearted while I continue to focus and grow personally and professionally.
And I'm going to guess you have that written down.
I do.
All right, this is great. Who's next? Okay, I know.
Ron needs a friend here.
Yes.
This is Cindy. Steve Crowfoot, Sandy, Utah.
Okay. I did not have you on the list, so Steve, thank you for joining and jumping in.
Yes, I'm wanting to learn how to be a better sponsor and a better person.
And I know your wife, Carol, would enjoy the second part of that.
Yes.
As all of our spouses do. Wonderful, Steve. Great to have you on board.
Good to be on board.
And Steve didn't really give his occupational background for the last, how many years you have worked in phone services?
Yeah, 20 years for the telephone company in supporting customers with telephone, long distance, internet three different types of internet services, a couple types of TV services, and I'm tired. And getting ready to retire from that.
And for those of you who do not know, all of what you see on Saturday AM Live is courtesy and thanks to Steve. So Steve is the webmaster master, and I am beyond grateful for his years of unending service and everything he does, especially being able to access the ICANN Attitude recordings in the way that we can. So thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
Well, I've got a couple more names on my list, but I'm not sure if they were going to make the call tonight or not. Looking for Ann. Go ahead.
Vance, this is Gail in Houston.
Good evening, Gail.
Yes.
Go for it.
Yeah. Okay. My career has always been working in an office behind the computer. But I've been in the kennel a long time. I've never learned how to explain the business without it being selling. I want to grow enough, and I can, that I will be confident in what I say to people and offer the new kind business to them. That's it.
Thank you, Gail. And so many of us have shared what we want our businesses to look like. We want them to grow. We want the momentum to keep coming. This all comes as a byproduct of this program. And those of us who have done it once, twice, or umpteen times, we know that. And we become a better person. We get better balance. And everything, so many other things come as a byproduct. So, wonderful.
Hi, this is Liz from Ohio.
Good evening, Liz.
Good evening. I would like to more learn how to think and stay away from negative people. I'm learning more and more how to stay away and to say I'm not going to do negativity. If you can't say nothing positive to me, I'm telling people, I say, I don't want to hear it because I'm trying. You're not going to spoil my joy today because I'm on a positive mission right now. And that's what I want to do more and to learn how to whatever I'm saying, how to put it into action.
Oh, amen to that. And Liz, remind me, because I think I want to make sure I've got the right Liz. Remind me your last name.
French.
That's French. Right. I wanted to make sure it was Frenchy. Okay.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Liz.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, Tyra, Elaine, Andy, or Catherine? If none of you four are on, then we'll have them share next week. Okay.
Hi, this is Vanita Patton from Hayward, California. Can you hear me?
Good evening, Vanita. I was hoping you would join as well. Okay. Go ahead, Vanita.
I forgot. I have a new iPhone, so I'm trying to learn how to work it right now.
No worries. So, Vanita, a little bit about your background and what do you want to gain from this course?
My background is I have a cleaning service for residential homes, and I was introduced to NECN about a year ago, and I became a consultant, now I'm executive, and Tyra wanted me to come on for the I Can Attitude. This is my second time around, and I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot from I Can Attitude. My personality has changed, my patience, and it has really worked for me. So I'm going the second time around.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I'm guessing you wanted to work a little more then, in other words.
Yes, yes.
And continue
Absolutely.
That direction. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Well, wonderful. Well, hey, I'm going to wrap this up because we are near the top of the hour, and as I promised, we are going to do our darndest to keep these calls 25 to 30 minutes, and if you snooze, you lose, okay? And I don't mean to be mean or ill-spirited, but when there's a lull, you got to jump on in there. Lesson 2 is what we're going to jump on into. Everybody that I've communicated with via email or in person or via text, I'm really hoping that you did already listen to Lesson 1. You started with the I Can mantra is what I call it, or Lesson 1. It's called a couple different things, but it's basically my I Can attitude is a manifestation, that whole thing. You should have that downloaded. You should have that printed. And if you haven't started it, okay, it's okay. Start now. Start reading through that or reciting it 5 times a day. Yes, it only takes about 90 to 120 seconds when you actually get it in front of you. I know that because I've timed myself when I'm driving. And I'll just start reciting it. But be laser focused. And that's one of the housekeeping thing I forgot to ask, is when you're on these calls, be laser focused. Please don't multitask. Don't be texting a bunch of people or seeing what's playing at the local movie theater or, you know, playing solitaire on your computer. The more you listen intently as people are sharing, the more you're going to get from this program. And that's kind of a respect thing as well. So, and if you have any questions whatsoever, don't hesitate to pop me a text or call me. Everybody should have my phone number. I am going through the course just like you are. Okay? And I am not the only facilitator. There will be several other people, six or seven actually, to be specific, that will be doing this on Tuesday nights as well. We're all in this together for good. We don't do negative. Okay? You're going to hear that a lot. And if you don't know where the homework is, by the way, www.saturdayamlive.com. That's www.saturdayamlive.com. Find the ICANN Attitude tab, and all the information is right there. Scroll down to lesson number 2 and jump on in there. But before you do that, make sure you've printed or you've taken a screenshot of it, whatever you need to do, and start reading the ICANN mantra, lesson number 1, 5 times a day. So if there's no other further questions, and by the way, the noise you hear in the background is not mine. I've been selectively muting myself. This is why I mute the line. So if you're moving around and you forgot to mute yourself back out, we can hear you. Trust me, this is the way conference calling works. And there was one other thought that just crossed right into my head, and now it's gone. But we will start next week at our regular time, which will be 6 p.m. 9 p.m. East Coast time on Tuesday evening, unless you receive a text from me stating otherwise. Okay? All right, folks. Have a great evening. I cannot tell you again how excited and how thrilled I am to be doing this with you. Reach out to people. If you've got questions, reach out to me. My phone number, my cell number, if you don't have it, is area code 503-348-0749. Again, that's 503-348-0749. And as much as I want to open it up to your questions, just text me, okay? Much easier, much faster, and much more respectful of other people's time, because it's really late on the East Coast. All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a great evening if you've got evening left. And we'll talk, if not, before, we'll chat next Saturday, next Tuesday. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.